Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Uncanny Valley. I am back with more Yreli's Gambit. So let's go ahead and get started. This is the last episode of Yreli's Gambit for the month. Obviously we start our Arrowgate month next month in June. So of course we will be bringing you more Yreli's Gambit in July. Or Yreli, rather, in July. Yeah, we got it. So we're going to go to the river. Again, it would be nice if there was some kind of music, but there isn't. In addition to your reward, I wonder if you could help a couple of ladies out. I've convinced Seraphina to try to learn lust energy. Learning more than one form of energy mastery is difficult, but we are going to see what kind of capabilities Seraphina has.
Alright.
Come, Seraphina, I'll introduce you to Echo. The first step to using lust energy is to feel lust energy. You cannot absorb it if you can't feel it. To feel lust energy, you have to feel what others are feeling. Right now, I feel our friend Echo here is a bit nervous. We will want to warm him up so we can start feeling his lust energy radiate. And as I'm massaging his ahem package, try your best to feel what he's feeling. So that's how you do it. Sometimes we can accelerate the process by either using the power of suggestion, a special succubus ability powered by lust energy, or we can give him something nice to look at. Remove your top and give him a nice view of your tits. Seraphina removes her top. She is uncertain but willing to trust in Yreli. I think Echo is nice and warm now. Echo, do you mind if we remove your clothing? Well, it'll make this much easier.
Sure?
This, Seraphina, is a man's greatest asset. Well, that's debatable, but if you can master this, you can master anything. It's so thick, and it's very sensitive. Watch this. Using her bronze claw, Yreli tickles along the urethra of Echo's shaft. As she reaches the hypersensitive glands, Echo flinches and lets out a groan.
Ugh.
He likes this. Look at the pre-cum. Can you feel him yet? I feel something. I feel wet down there. That's your arousal, darling. Try to focus on how this claw feels to him. Insert claw, sounding, feed pre-cum to Seraphina. That feels like it may hurt. Echo groans as a new sensation fills his senses. Yreli cool metallic probe. What? Yreli, there should be a apostrophe there. Yreli's cool metallic probe enters and exits his tiny hole. Here, try this. Yreli pulls Seraphina front and center in front of Echo's member. She stares in awe. I've never seen one this large before. It's big and delicious. Have a taste. Like a cake or something? Slowly, Seraphina opens and moves her head towards the straining cock. Try as she may, she's only able to get part of the massive organ into her tiny, wet mouth. Keep going, darling. Try to feel how much your mouth feels around his cock. Can you feel it? I don't think so. Maybe I'm not doing a good enough job. You are doing fine, isn't she, Echo?
Goddess, you are really doing good!
I'm not the one giving you head. Seraphina is.
Huh?
Yureli giggles. Never mind, let's try something else. Move here and put your tongue there and move it back and forth like this.
Okay.
Again, try to feel what he is feeling. Really put yourself in his boots. Seraphina searches to find Echo's feeling, but she feels nothing but her own lust. I don't know if this is working. We may need to increase Echo's arousal. Let's try using some succubus power of suggestion on him.
I mean, why not?
This feels really good, doesn't it?
Fuck!
Now you give it a try, Seraphina. What do I do? Try to channel the lust within you into your words. There really should be some music during this. Do you feel really good, Echo? No, you've got to lead him with a question. Like a command, but more subtle. Okay, I'll try again. Our licking keeps feeling better and better. Right, Echo?
I don't feel anything.
Keep trying, Seraphina. Echo isn't going to pop until you make it work. But when you do pop, give us the most cum you can. Echo groans. He liked that. Keep going. Try to get into the moment. It's okay to get lost. The two beauties continue working Echo's cock. All the while, Seraphina concentrates on how she feels. This is making me feel good. I can see how much he likes it. I wonder what it feels like to be licked like this. As she imagines, her good feeling increases. Okay, try it now. Really put yourself into it this time. Echo, please come for us. Nothing happens. Again, you can do this. Seraphina digs deep. Within herself, she feels the heat of the moment. Wetness from her groin, a pleasant feeling deep in her core. And a wet tickling feeling. No, a brushing feeling, like someone dragging a soft, warm, wet finger up along her. I can't place where that feeling is making contact. Seraphina quickly takes inventory of where contact is being made on her body. Then she realizes, that feeling, it's coming from Echo. It's now or never. Echo, come for us. Echo shouts, I'm going to come. Quickly, Yureli, I said it right, grabs Seraphina and positions her head in front of Echo's nearby bursting member.
That was awesome! I'm so horny now. I need you inside me, Echo. Now!
What are you waiting for? Echo doesn't hesitate.
He kneels down behind Yureli and aligns his member with her hole.
Goddess and Demis, what is she doing?
Goddesses and demis.
Goddesses and demis? I think demons are demis? I don't get it. What is she doing?
He's putting it in her. I wonder how that feels. I should try to feel his lust too, like Yureli suggested.
I don't know. Why do I feel like this watching them?
I can't take it anymore. I have to touch myself. Keep going, Echo.
You know I don't. Like being told what to do.
With a final thrust, Echo unloads deep inside Yureli's womb.
Goddess, yes!
All three clean up in the river and return to camp.
Where is that doctor? I'm going to be late. Door opens and closes.
Bunsen?
Ah, Fräulein! What brings you out to visit me today?
I have a colon nut, and I was wondering if you could make a drink for Echo while I'm away.
A colon nut? How curious.
The drink also needs coca. Not sure if you have that.
Coca? Ah, oh, Dr. Morgan has some. It's a common natural remedy for all sorts of ailments. Is this a medicine you are trying to make?
No, it's just for fun.
If you say so, Fräulein.
I'm actually waiting for Dr. Morgan to come get his prototype device he asked me to make.
I've been waiting all morning and I have an appointment with Mr. Rockefeller that Spoon's recommended I contact.
Rockefeller, as in John D. Rockefeller?
You know him, Fräulein?
Spoon's mentioned he might be interested in a hydrocarbon-based energy business venture. You see, I need a good amount of complex hydrocarbon chains for the fabrication of this polyester that Spoons has me working on. Not to mention the factory we are going to build will need energy to run.
So you want Rockefeller to provide the oil for this?
Oil? From whales? Heavens no, Fräulein.
Spoons made it clear we need to use plant-based sources.
So we will use hemp?
As it turns out, there's a number of former cotton plantations that are for sale here. We plan on buying them and growing hemp, which we can break down into a bioreactor into mostly CH4.
Now, I don't know where Spoons has all these ideas, but they are fascinating, don't you think?
CH what?
Aha, don't worry your simple little head, Fräulein. I'll take care of the complex designs.
Since you are here, though, perhaps you can help me.
Please deliver this device to Dr. Morgan and pick up some of his coca extract. Then I can make your drink.
This device? You know what this is for?
I try not to ask too many questions of my customers, Fräulein. I'm sure it's important. He's been complaining about wrist pain. Apparently he's treating a lot of women in this area for hysteria.
Hysteria?
Dreadful disease it is. Only affects women, too.
Be a good Frau and take it to him.
Bunsen turns to walk out.
I will be back later to make your drink.
For now, I'm late for my meeting.
I'm Sheed, Frau.
I'm Shied? I don't know.
Oh, and do try to get a haircut, Fraulein. Your hair is beginning to look like snakes are growing out of your head.
The door closes and Bunsen departs. He rarely sighs.
I don't really have time for this, but I guess I could help.
Yureli grabs the devices and leaves to find Dr. Morgan.
Dr. Morgan!
No one is here.
Yureli looks around.
He left his lab coat here.
What do doctors know anyway?
I wonder.
Yureli puts on the lab coat.
Doesn't quite fit, but I can fix that.
Using her succubus power of transformation, she alters the appearance of the coat.
Really?
Much better, but not quite right.
There we go. Now I look super smart.
Okay, I do like that.
Suddenly the door opens and a couple rushes in.
Dr. Morgan, you have to help! Who the hell are you?
I think the better question is, who the hell are you?
You didn't even knock!
Never mind me. Where's Dr. Morgan? My wife! She needs help!
Yureli
thinks quickly. I'm Dr. Morgan's associate, Dr. Yureli.
Oh, thank the gods you're a doctor! But where are your shoes?
Shoes? Why would a...
Yureli catches herself mid-sentence.
A doctor wears shoes?
Do you want my help or not?
Yes, please. Can you help her?
Of course I can. I'm a doctor.
Please have her lie on my table and I shall treat her.
Now what seems to be the problem?
It hurts down there, doctor. It's so warm and...
The woman trails off.
Very interesting. The amount of lust energy this woman is giving off is striking.
Very well, I've seen this before.
Let me take a look.
Yureli removes the woman's underwear and lifts her dress.
She's so wet, just as I suspected. What is it, doctor? What's happening to me?
It's a classic case. Don't worry, I know just how to treat you.
Oh, thank the gods. Oh, don't thank me yet.
Yureli spreads the woman's legs.
Body modification? Or insert the medical device?
Increase clitoral size, fatten labia majoris, bloom labia minora, undo all let's have some fun.
Okay.
Wow.
Doctor, what's happening down there? I feel strange.
Increased blood flow?
In the world? Doctor, hurry! It's so warm down there! I can feel a pressure!
Return genitals to normal.
Okay. Oh, okay. And this is interesting.
She's gonna say, "What are you doing to my wife over there?"
I don't think we can do that anymore.
That was just to mess around.
I'm going to use this instrument to ease your symptoms. It may be slightly cold at first.
Yureli slowly penetrates the woman.
The woman moans.
You know what that sounds like.
Don't worry, darling. It'll be over soon.
You're going to be okay.
No, excuse me. You're going to be okay.
Yureli pushes in more.
This is quite large.
Just a bit further, dear. Treatment is just starting.
Bear with it, child. You're doing great.
Oh, goddess, I feel so full. I've never felt something like this before.
Almost there. You're doing great, my love.
The woman cries out in ecstasy.
There we are. You did so well.
Falling is a flashback. Jumps through time can be discomforting.
Succubus territory, hell. 420 BC. Long damn time ago.
Are you sure about this?
Yes, it's the only way we are going to get revenge on those Olympians for what they did to us. Dun da 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 dun da 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 dun da dun da 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 dun da da dun da 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 dun da dun dun da da.
Come, she's here. Let's go. The sleeping queen stirs, finally sensing new presences.
By my sister's milky tits, what do we have here?
Two goddesses descended to hell? Forgive my taking a small break. Things have been rather stressful after being banished to hell with the demons.
Now what brings your glorious presences to my new domain?
Steno takes a deep breath.
We need your help.
Interesting. Ygritte looks at Yureli, who is staring at the live statues.
What about you, darling?
Something feels wrong about you?
Your live statues, they look like Athena.
They are Athena. Well, at least part of her.
These twin demis are two of Athena's three offspring.
Ygritte pauses, considering the Gorgons.
Yes, I know. Athena, the virgin goddess.
Ygritte laughs.
Pretentious Olympians. The twins were fucking around in the mortal plane, and I had to add them to my collection.
Seems fitting after what she and the other Olympians did to us.
Why do you care?
Did Athena do something to you also?
Perhaps she's responsible for the death of someone close to you.
Our sister.
Your sister.
Ygritte walks across the floor and stands very close to Yureli.
I can see this has caused you a great deal of pain. I can help you with that, you know. I can take away the pain.
Would you like that, Gorgon?
Almost whispering, Yureli replies.
Yes.
Steno interrupts.
We are here to ask for your help in gutting Athena and the others responsible.
Ygritte turns as if considering.
The two Gorgons can't help but notice the flawless physique of the premier succubus.
Very interesting.
I'll tell you what. Join our ranks as we launch a war on the Olympians. And I'll ensure you get your revenge. I'll even throw in a bonus. I'll take away the pain you're feeling. I'll remove any distractions from you getting your vengeance. What do you say?
We'll join your ranks, but I don't need that.
Ygritte moves close to Steno. She whispers in a tone that only Steno can hear.
Don't you?
succubi are empaths, you know. You can't hide how you feel from me. I can see despite your cold and hard exterior that inside you are absolutely crumbling. How you are able to hold it together is nothing short of impressive. Senna was taken back by the Queen's touch. The power in her touch is overwhelming. She closes her eyes to gather and steady her emotions. The Queen was right. She had barely been able to hold it together. She had to be strong for Eurelia. For Eurelia had taken Medusa's death particularly hard. Being the middle sister, she was as close to Medusa as she was to Steno. She was the glue that bound the sisters in warmth and love. Now that Medusa was gone, despair all but overwhelmed Eurelia. This usually carefree and playful goddess had stopped smiling altogether. I have to see her again. I have to be willing to do what it takes. The Queen senses Steno's cocktail of emotions. So much heartbreak and an incredible amount of anger. But there's something else. Yes, there it is. The strength is indeed just a veneer. A show she's putting on. For her sister's sake. Think about your sister, my pet. You have to stay strong for her. In a whisper, these lips. So full and kissable. You would make a fine succubus. Whoa, Steno ponders the offer. She knows that in a deal with a succubus queen, there's no turning back. The contract will bind her until the terms are satisfied. There is risk, but also reward. Steno and Uriel, or Eurelia rather, their combined strength, even with their mother, wouldn't be enough to defeat the three responsible for her sister's death. The plane of heaven is in some place that can be easily infiltrated without whole of the forces of the Olympians falling upon them. They need an army, and with mutual enemies, the succubi made the most probable allies. We'll do it. Egret laughs in glee. Excellent. Let's get started. Freeport, Illinois, 1858.
Since the last debate, Judge Douglas has sought to print a number of Whoa,
I've never heard of that word. That's a word I've never heard in my life.
Since the last debate, Judge Douglas has sought to print a number of interrogatories. I strive to answer them before you today. Question 1. Will he pledge against the admission of new slave states? I do not, or ever did, stand pledged against the admission of...
any more slave states into the Union.
Mistress, why does he talk as if he supports slavery? We want him to oppose it, don't we?
Stupid little puppy, I don't pay you to think. That Douglas cunt is making Lincoln out as an extremist. We have to appear to be moderate. It's not like what he says now matters anyway. No politician is bound to fulfill their promises.
That's true.
Unless, of course, they make them to me. Egret giggles.
Question 7. Are you opposed to the acquisition of any new territory unless slavery is first prohibited therein? I am not opposed to the acquisition of new territory depending on its potential to aggravate the slavery question. Now, my friends,
Douglas stands and interrupts.
I wish to add a new question. Where does the eloquent yet radical Lincoln stand on the issue of the Townsville vigilantes? They have been murdering and pillaging plantations and freeing slaves. Word has spread far and wide among the abolitionists. These vigilantes seek to destroy the rule of law, and if not stopped, the stories will inspire similar groups to conduct murderous attacks on our fellow citizens. With Judge Douglas's disregard for the rules of this debate, Perhaps he is the one in favor of these lawless brigands.
Shit. Fuck. God. Fucking group of dicks. Puppy, where the fuck is my daughter?
I do not know, mistress. We have not heard from her in some time.
She shouldn't have taken this long to end that bitch Yureli. Perhaps Yureli is stronger than I thought. Put out an open contract for delivery of my daughter and the head of Yureli. The succubus who brings her back to me unharmed will receive permanent residency on this plane. They will not have to return to hell once their timeshare has expired.
Oh, I didn't know Satan had a timeshare.
Egret Simmers, I'm beginning to think the only good Gorgons are the ones without heads. Speaking of which, where's Theno? I need her on this task as well.
Very wise, my queen. Surely Theno with her strength could end the rebellious succubus Yureli.
Perhaps. Yureli versus Theno, I like most of the outcomes of this matchup. Individually, these Gorgons have been a general disappointment. Perhaps this deadly reunion will finally prove them the weapons I saw them so many years ago.
Egret senses the various feelings of the many people around her. Using her high-level succubus empath ability, she's able to sense the emotions of others within considerable range.
She's close. I can feel her signature cold and hate-filled nature.
Over here. This way. The two walk into the nearby alley. They notice the blood.
Theno, what is this?
I found it lurking nearby. Likely a spy. They are watching you and your progress.
As if things weren't stressful enough.
Never mind that. Just get rid of it.
Also, Steno, I have a task for you.
She hasn't returned, has she?
No, my pet. Thus I need you to fetch my daughter and kill Yureli. I want her head, especially if she's done anything to Ashmedai. You know how much I care about family.
Last known location?
Townsville.
And there's no Powerpuff Girls this time.
That shithole?
Steno sighs.
No matter. Yureli is as good as dead.
Very well. And do be careful, my pet.
I would try to eliminate Yureli quickly and quietly. If she has Ashmedai, she may try to get you too.
I'll be fine.
You seem much more happy, mistress. May I ask why?
It's nothing. Just a bit of irony is all.
I don't get it.
Of course you don't. I don't pay you to think.
Nebraska, USA.
It's like corn. Yureli and the others land in the grassland.
Ooh, bison.
All right, then here's where we're gonna end off. In Nebraska. What's in Nebraska? Probably not a whole lot around this time period. But we'll see you guys next month. Not next month, but we'll see you guys in July with more Yureli's Gambit. I'm out.